We're off, bitch.
It's that time again. Special time of year.
Anime now.
Now, bitch. I've noticed that I say bitch a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes I say, and then, well, often I talk like I think I might be unwell. I'm retarded. They'd put me in one of the human zoos if this was the
human zoos.
The 1910s.
The great retard.
The elephant trans. I am not an animal. I am a she, her, they, them.
Step right up. Guess their pronouns. Everyone gets to have a go. Do they have a pussy? Do they have a cock? Listen to the podcast to find out.
That's funny.
Spoiler, you never will.
That's funny. Get off the wire. There, thank you. Those kind of look like elephant hooves, your slippers.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've never looked at them like that. It's kind of cute. Man. I like that. Yeah. Cozy, too. Nice and warm.
Yeah, fucking barbar over here. All right.
We got cartoons to talk about.
But first of all, Happy Christmas. Have you ever heard of a dog whistle?
Yeah. No, we were just talking about it. It's like when people say like Judeo-Christian values and shit like that. Except that's the only context. It's one of those words that like the meaning is just changed entirely to be that. Mm-hmm. And like at some point it was like, I don't know, a whistle for dogs, mm-hmm. I imagine. Like, it's like a little party trick.
When I'm on the red carpet at the we win a Golden Globe for our podcast, or a Grammy for Anime Chan's intros, I'm gonna wear Judeo-Christian Dior.
Yeah. Is that like just like jeans with a Star of David's? It's like a Star of David and like a little Jesus fish, like. The fish is like going for the star.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, so this one tells a story, right? Anime Chan worked real hard on something just for you, actually, in fact. So imagine, if you will, that you're you. Can you do that?
I've been playing the role of many different people who are like a lot taller than me and have a larger cock, but I guess I can go back to being me for a bit. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Imagine if you were you and that you are sitting in a waiting room. Okay?
You're
in a waiting room.
Sure.
All right. Step into the dick sucking machine.
Okay. I'm ready to suck.
And so I close my eyes.
color you set the break.
I've got big saggy tips and love handles to hold. My pussy is dried up cause I'm really old. And you close your eyes and you picture a scene. It's used to give your tiny penis into me. I'm your mum.
Hi, mummy. Can I fill you with cummies? And when I'm all finished, you'll say yummy more. Big milk is my spring. And the peeps get his train. You need more report when your mummy's a whore.
Boys in the NYPD choir are singing, I am gay.
And I'm beating up to mum on Christmas Day.
Another one.
Merry Booya.
Another one. Another banger. Shit.
So that's that's the theme tune to the Anime Now podcast.
Week after week.
I think I have already identified one major problem with this one.
With the anime?
With this theme tune. Why it's
with
not,
the theme tune?
Yeah, why we can't. It's not a viable theme tune for the whole year round.
No, but like all the big money's in like Christmas songs.
Christmas. Oh, well, I just meant that we're telling you really. But I thought it was a bit intrusive to get so far into your head.
On me, right? it's about me. I thought it was like one of those songs where you can like, you know, anyone can sort of identify with it. I feel like it was a very universal kind of thing.
Well, you would because you can't see outside of your own perception.
Yeah, no, I was surprised at how easy it was for me to like step into this into the role of Anime Now Chan in the sperm bank waiting room. I just wish that I had the bright fucking foresight to like to donate my valuable semen rather than just like spill it into ona holes.
I mean, it's wild that people don't do that. Just
do they still pay you for your spunk?
Oh, maybe not here.
At some point in time,
but haven't they changed the rules so that little fucker can track you down now?
Have they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah, I think you're legally allowed to hunt down and fuck your dad.
like dog nigga.
Gotta fuck my dad.
Why? Like, that's fucked up. Like that doesn't.
I grew up without a father, and it has always been my curse, my chagrin. That he was not there.
Zero sense.
When I was growing up, to fuck me in my tiny ass.
Yeah, no. It's,
and call me a good boy.
You miss a whole stage of your development, but like perhaps for the best in some cases. But like your sole role in like the conception of this child was like busting into a cup.
Mm-hmm.
Why would anyone want to why would anyone think it's valuable to fucking talk to you? That's so dumb. And they don't pay you anymore?
I don't know. I have no idea. What happened the last time you did it?
What, in a sperm bank?
Yeah.
I've never donated my semen. I don't want, like, this shit is mine. I recycle my shit 100%. No one is getting their hands on this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I've started calling this place the biodome.
The
cycle of life in here. Yeah, the screens are still blaring. It's not a particularly environmentally friendly room.
You keep joking about this being like the goon cave or whatever, like the den of depravity that it supposedly is. But this was the goon cave for like a good week.
fuck! I like that. Yeah, I just touched your computer to set up the recording stuff, and I feel unclean. But like it's like
I'm not sure why I was recycling.
Sticky. the morality is sticky.
Oh, right.
If it's been in a gray area.
Yeah, it's.
If you've been in a gray area in your gay area.
Yeah.
And
It's hard to get the morality from out between the keyboards. Yeah. That's a tough one. Really got to get in there sometime. I'm sorry.
Spilling those Judeo-Christian values all over the keys.
So, if you could visit an MMORPG, the condition is you have to do it with your mom. how would you react?
I mean, I would kill myself.
You kill yourself?
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't. I would.
You turn into like a coffin, and like you get respawned. I'm afraid you'll have to get respawned. We're talking about Do You Love Your Mother and her two hit multi target attacks. Damn. 2019, aka in Japanese, so Sujo, what was it?
Sujo. Do you love your mama kun?
Wow, I hardly had to try to coax out the racism.
Oh, you look like you were struggling. Yeah, that's right.
Thanks for the assist. I needed that.
I speak fluent Japanese.
I needed that.
Two hit two, target two, attack two. I thought I could speak Japanese earlier this week. I sat down on my couch, and I stuck on the anime that we're watching.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then this thought came into my head, like, whoa, I can understand everything they're saying. How did this happen?
Were you hitting the vape pen?
I can understand everything they say. What's going on? Do I have like special powers? And it that thought fully like rose up in my head before I realized I was just reading the subs.
Finally learned how to read. You're like reading like a medieval monk before now. You're like sounding out all the words. Yeah, no, we read with our mouths closed. It's like it's all in our heads now nowadays.
You think?
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Do you think in World War II, you know how the Japanese went all in on the Nazis
back in Italia times? Yeah, I remember
back
that.
In Italia times.
Yeah,
like maybe this would have been better if we like said it during the other podcast. Anyway, so but yeah, so the Japanese were fully gay for Hitler and his friends.
Yeah,
and I'm wondering if they like. The stupid aesthetic culture of Japan, they got sort of duped into joining the Nazis just because they thought like they were like, you know how they had those like lucky cats.
Sure.
They just thought they were going like they were the good luck the white blonde haired blue eyed good luck boys marching into town. they're all good lucky, like little good luck charms in their arms, big good luck flags.
Yeah, there's the flags too.
Yeah, they just got totally duped into being fascist.
Yeah, I suppose.
So really, I think we should forgive the Japanese for all their sins.
I've already forgiven them.
No, I haven't forgiven you.
They ought to. Like, I'm their like biggest consumer of anime products. Like,
bitch, you steal it all.
but I'm giving back to the community via podcasting. And like bringing new people into the fold. Mm. Like I'm far more valuable than any otaku. Like really, I feel like if I moved to Japan, I'd be worshipped.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a god.
I think they did regard me as like
a giant walking ham.
A ham.
Ham.
Yeah.
Yeah, smoked ham.
Smoked ham.
Yeah.
Why would they regard me as? I think they'd see me as some sort of
gay
godlike
tree.
Being.
Gay tree?
More like a...
Like a gay tree.
A gay tree.
Yeah.
No.
Gay tree.
Stick with
sucking off a little flower.
You've been hitting that vape pen too hard.
No, but for real, I think they'd probably stamp you out like a bug.
No.
And you'd like it because you've gone to the club where where the women queue up in a line and each stamp you out like a bug.
It's different if I let them do that, but.
Clubru, where they stand in line, ooh, yeah. And stomp you out like a bug, ooh, and the neon lights.
I'd pay the extra charge to have them acknowledge that yeah. I am a stronger and more virile than them before they step on me, because you know I feel like it's the right thing to do.
You think you're stronger and more virile than a industrial sex worker
than Japan. Well, perhaps not that person in
industrial strength sex worker. It's like
commercial grade sex worker. Yeah. No, but like the Japanese, like on a curve in general, I'd probably be able to take, like, if you spun a roulette wheel and it landed on any of the millions of people in Japan, I could probably take that person.
You reckon?
I think so.
Well, they know that you don't. What fighting? You, like, we've boxed before.
Yeah.
I'm not sure we're like a much of a match for even like a judo, like pansy.
Huh? What?
What?
What? I was a beast. Huh? What are you talking about? We have boxed before, and I'm a fucking clobbering machine. And you're like a first-hand witness to that.
Being that I'm 6'9" and completely unstoppable.
Yeah. Pretty unstoppable for someone who's 6'9". You ask me, but
6'9", 180 pounds, completely unstoppable.
You'd think that, but.
You didn't remember because you were his brains across the wall. Had to scoop them back in and sew you back up.
Well, thanks for putting them all back in, right?
Yeah.
Making sure that the anime sensors remained intact, my anime enjoyment nodes. Do you love your mother? And her two hit multi target attacks.
The show was that was wild.
No, I'm asking what you think about your mom's titties.
Oh,
mid, you don't seem too enthused. Mid trash.
Mother's is.
Your mom's got trash titties?
Huh?
She got trash titties.
Honestly, I haven't seen her for a good few years now.
Oh.
I couldn't. I'm sorry that I haven't spent as much time photographically memorizing my mom's tits and.
I feel like Mamako would have something to
steering,
say about that.
Steering my racist podcasts to specifically discuss the subject for an hour, one Christmas.
I feel like Mamako-san would have something to say about that. Something to say about like. Remembering your mom's tits.
Remembering your mom's tits. Remember your mom.
Remember. Remember my big floppy titties. Lawrence Kuhn. Oh, my little gay child. Okay, well.
Mommy must be so insufficient of tit. For she has turned my little boy, my little ray of bumshine, to a faggot.
Yeah, no, if my mom had bigger titties, I might be straight today.
Mm-hmm.
I blame her. If my mom had big enough titties, I wouldn't be wanking it to A-out ladies. That's
So have you ever jerked it to like 2D, to 2D... You jerked it to hentai.
You've asked me this before, and it's an enthusiastic yes. Yeah, absolutely.
We done it in the last week.
Shit hits. Oh, yeah. What are you talking about? Have I jerked off in the last week?
So it was the only jerker to 2D. No.
No, not exclusively. No. gotta have some variety. But let's putting my sex life aside for a second, my solo leveling.
That was the sound of Lawrence clearing the space around them.
Let's also
clearing their sex life.
Let's also put your mum's titties to the side for a second, because I think we're gonna have to circle back to the both of these topics at some point. But we also have to talk about anime, and I'm hell bent on keeping shit on track this time. Okay, so your mom's tits are mids, but do you love your mother and her two hit multi target attacks? What did you think about the anime?
So. When I like watching it, like when I watched Hetalia, I had a face like
exasperated.
And then when I watched Do You Love Your Mum and her two hit multi target attacks, I had a face like
interest, perhaps
sometimes I did that.
Wait, yeah.
Sometimes I did a bit of that.
Revulsion?
No, it was back to.
Yeah. That's an interesting one. Is that?
Today. It's getting a bit freeform after that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I hope you can understand what I mean by that.
Whole range of emotions. Yeah. Really, it's like felt a real spectrum.
No, similar.
Oh yeah, I know that one. Oh, I know that one.
Yeah.
It's nutting. It's the nutting phase.
I'm glad I'm so good with words. That was a stupid fucking show.
That was a stupid fucking show. It's like just designed to just make you into an idiot. It's like
when I was hanging out with Otaku Bin Laden, actually, we were getting to know each other. Came across the term "jap slop." He used the word "jap slop," and I didn't really know. I didn't really have any context for that, but that was "jap slop." the Wiz Chan guys were using the term "jap slop."
Yeah, no, this is the kind of stuff that you would like pour into a trough and feed to the pigs. This is for the piggies out there. Much like slop, it is cheap to produce. Mm. And the piggies seem to fucking love it.
Really?
This is...
You know what? As it went on, as I fucking chomped down on those brain cells, ground them into little fucking... I start getting into it.
That's the thing.
Kind of digging it.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. Me too.
I started being like, those are like mums. Mums are just like that. Mums do be like that. And then what? I learned my lesson from that fucking stupid anime you made me watch a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Because I thought, this is gonna have a sick twist. It's gonna be great.
That's what I felt.
And they got to a point in this stupid anime where I thought, maybe that's gonna be a sick twist. Like maybe that's gonna really have a point. I don't think it's gonna have a point.
The sick twist being when the guy drops an atomic bomb on like a fantasy city. Is that what you mean?
I missed that.
Oh, are you referring to when I forcibly made you watch High School Prodigies?
Yeah, in another world
or whatever.
It's called. And I thought it was suddenly gonna get smart at some point.
Yeah,
it didn't get smart.
No, we were naive. We were stupid.
Because that sucked out. I enjoyed this far more than that.
Yes.
And this was actually This was smarter than that one. That only shows just how fucking goo-brained I've got from this little fucking experiment.
No, that's a good thing. I think that's a power. You shouldn't underestimate it. It's, I don't think it's necessarily intelligence.
Oh, look, like we're back on gooning is my superpower again. We've been here before, okay, Lawrence.
Like acceptance of yourself and your desire, that's a power. that's a superpower, yeah. Being cool with who you are, I love that. Mm. What was I saying? Not necessarily intelligence, but like just an emotional core and heart, which I think, you didn't think it had heart?
No.
Wait, you thought it was intelligent, but it didn't have heart?
Ooh, that's tough. Ooh, no, it wasn't intelligent.
No,
it wasn't intelligent, but I think like the writers did at some point genuinely try to fucking caveman smash some words together to say how they felt about their mothers.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell they sat around and had a chat about their mums.
Sure, like, sure. And
my mum does this, she's a bitch, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but like in that same room during that same conversation, they all also held each other's dicks in their hands and talked about like how hot each other's moms are. I'd never fuck my mom, but your mom, your mom is totally on the table. I'd never touch my mom, but your mom, oh, she's getting it tonight. She's getting all four of these rice inches.
There's one guy in the room. And said, just like, he was silent the whole time. And he said, guys, I think I would fuck my mum. And they're like, that's the main character. There he is.
That's the guy we got. We got him.
We got him. We should make an anime about this.
One person who was brave enough to say what others wouldn't say. Look, I wouldn't fuck her IRL. Look, I'm not, you know, I'm not like that, but like, what if she was in a video game? Like, like, it's just like a composition of pixels that looked like my mother and possibly had large breasts.
If you landed yourself
cared about me
in your ultimate power fantasy, what would you do? I'd fuck my mom.
You don't even need to fucking ask me. But that's the question that the anime industry keeps repeatedly asking its audience, and like that audience can simply not get enough of like reliving this thought experiment.
It's the trolley problem. Yeah. It's the trolley problem.
Wait, what's the trolley problem here?
Well, it's just the go-to stat box standard question that all anime, all you fucking anime faggots have to ponder.
Yeah, so
the first one you whip out to test if she's a real anime bitch or whatever.
Sure. So on one track you've got like your mum and her voluptuous figure, and on the
vagina.
Other track,
vagina.
On the other track you have
kitty porn. we're talking about otakus.
Which way Western man? Which way Western man? Good luck. Jap slop. There's something about that phrase that I don't like. I think it's a fair point of reference for this kind of programming. When I watched the first episode, this was last Saturday actually, like after the party.
That party.
Yeah.
Did I? When I left, did everyone just go, fuck?
What? No. It got a lot more boring. Like.
I was really fucking thrown off my game, because you know what's her name was there, I wasn't expecting what's her name to be there, and like we haven't spoken at all since the whole like
Nino,
hello. I want to die. And then she had the
really.
And then so we've been through quite a lot.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to not put people on blast, but like,
and I was like boo hoo hoo, and you were like, here's your favorite drink and some pies. Please don't die. And that was really nice.
Here was
the pies I was going to eat.
Trying to keep you to fuck alive.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. But yeah, so I wasn't expecting her. This threw me off, way off.
Yeah.
But actually, I had a good time, but at the expense of everyone else, I think.
Again, I'm not trying to put people on blast here, but like... It was a lot less fun for me without you there. All right, I'm not gonna speak for anyone else.
Oh no, did you get stuck with that guy?
Oh, he's I'm done. My point was, I came home that same evening around 2 a.m., like, pretty fucking lit. And I was like, I don't want to go to bed. Let me watch some fucking anime.
Ooh.
I put on this episode of Do You Love Your Mother? And I was, I was gone. I was gone off, like, a whole lot of drink and some weed. And I didn't find it funny at all.
And it was like, it took a while for the funny to develop.
The first episode is like a fucking dud. Mm-hmm. And then the next episode is like, okay, well, the first episode sucked, so let's throw in all of the fucking porn this time. Let's throw in the kid panties this time. Let's see if that works.
Fuck, yeah, they did straight away, did they?
Yeah.
Buttons on the other side.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah, they fucking... Yeah, like that was illegal. A lot of that, I think, probably.
Yeah, you brought up the question of like good titties v bad titties in Gunbuster.
Yeah,
these were the bad titties.
Quite bad,
and yeah.
But I've also, I don't know, I've become like a cruising whiz chan. I think. With a Taku Bin Laden actually sort of put the whole thing into perspective for me.
It did?
Mm. Yeah, I that's not the number one question going through my mind. I think probably because I just don't want to seem like an anime poser. I'm trying to become one of you, right?
By following the WizChan tips.
I'm trying to become one of you. And so I need to just enjoy what seeing a small cartoon child's tits.
That's the lesson you took from WizChan.
I mean, it's probably one of the least harmful lessons anyone's ever taken from WizChan.
Wow.
Well, and I learned from from my senpai.
Don't put me in the same fucking boat as these WizChan fellows. Like,
I'm not like the other anime fans. I'm not like the other anime fans. Ooh,
I'm trying to my best to steer you in the right direction here. But like sometimes
by showing me child porn.
Hold up, what? You're gonna put that on me for real?
Who chooses the anime that I watch?
Sure, I chose the anime to watch this week, but like this is the industry that's like putting out the images.
Okay, sure.
Besides, there were some very valuable lessons that I feel needed to be learned here about the libidinous imagination of like the general like a Japanese anime viewing audience, or I should say the worldwide audience, not just Japanese, and the kind of anime that is made like solely for commercial gain, At the expense of like the health and sanity of like various workers in the anime industry, right? Various animators and guys with like whose hands are cramping from repetitive strain.
This was all computers. This was a cheapy, cheapy computer one.
Yeah. Well, if you got the wrong posture, that'll hurt you too. I guess. Also, not getting paid enough. Also, not getting paid enough. Oh, my arm is like scrunk as hell. Don't worry about that. I got that under control. What were they saying?
Blah blah blah. Anime. Yada yada yada. That's what I said. Yada yada yada. Anime.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Is that okay? Well, I suppose you got like a greater insight to share about. So, good thing.
Have I seen any? Well, so usually you come up with a good fact about the anime or something. What's the good fact?
What's the good fact?
Mm.
You want me to do the facts?
Yeah. That's what you do, right?
Oh, you wrote it back to me now. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I want to talk about anime. No, I'm gay.
I'm trying. You're just telling me that like all you hear is yada yada yada. I thought perhaps you wanted to share a bit about your how you experienced the anime.
Mm.
How many episodes you got into it?
Hmm?
How many episodes you got into it?
9 or 10. Sort of mm-hmm. tricked you into you believed that I was gonna do it again, didn't you? You're like, oh, they're gonna watch it all again. They're gonna do it the whole way. I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't. Because I had to read that fucking garbage. Right, like it's fucking stupid. Stupid garbage. But I did quite like it.
Yeah. All right. That's okay. Well, I'll just get back to doing my thing then, and perhaps if you wanted to listen, I don't know, maybe we can finish a podcast. Who knows?
Look at her. Listen to her. Sassy. Are you feeling like a sassy bitch? Sassy.
You input sass, you get sass as an output. You like give me sass as a prompt, then I will return sass. You know?
What's the worst thing you generated this week?
The worst thing
on your your degeneracy generator.
Well, the nude goblins just now, I suppose.
That's the. No, I don't believe you for a second. What a cop out. No. You've gone to the depths of depravity this week, and it's time to pay the piper.
No, it's true. It's true.
Yeah.
Now I've been practicing. You know how I get. Like I'm coming to grips with like how the system works, how like the prompts work and stuff.
Nice avoiding the question.
No. Once I have a firm grasp, once I understand, and that's when the brakes come off, mm-hmm. and that's when I start like diving into the depths of my imagination, mm-hmm. and who knows,
so now you had like positive and negative prompts. In the positive prompts, I noticed that you didn't have ... not child porn ... which is interesting.
That's not how the props work. I'd probably put that in the negative prompts and like
to get child porn.
No, and remove the not bits. I think you got it figured out too. Maybe you should just stick with your with Old Faithful rather than upgrade to the big guns.
What? You having a stroke?
No, I'm referring to your computer.
Okay. So, what was this anime? And what's it in Japanese?
It's Sujo Kogeki ga Sentai Kogeki no Sentai Kogeki de Nikai Kogeki no Okasan suki desu ka? Which translates to do you love your mother?
I feel
mother,
like I'm at a Renaissance fair.
Do you love your mother whose main attack is a two hits multi target attack? Which is interesting because to me that says that the Japanese title isn't necessarily like a boob pun. It isn't necessarily like a boob joke. Whereas when it was translated to English, they were like, oh, we got to turn this into a boob joke. But it wasn't in Japanese.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, that was pretty in keeping. But the one thing I really struck me watching this was that, like, a lot of the time I felt like I was watching, like, how an alien might make a joke. Like, the humor. Like, I could tell there was deep, like, lore and like, years of well, you know what it is, when something grows and dies and then regrows again, propagation or whatever, some garbage, some bullshit. And I could tell that, like, yeah, that this was a whole other language that I didn't understand. Like, this is supposed to be funny and it's really not, or just like that blah 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 blah. And then my brain would go, that was a joke. And I was trying to figure out what the fuck it meant.
Yeah.
It was weird. Like, yeah, you lot have been on some shit.
Yeah.
There was a whole mise en scène that I'm just not familiar with. A lingo that I don't understand.
It's, yes, they were speaking another language.
Like, why didn't they just speak English?
Why indeed? I suppose
beep beep boop beep boop beep boop beep beep boop beep.
Drop quite enough bombs on them.
Oh, the language that I didn't understand. Nothing.
It's difficult to understand the humor in anime. And I think the language barrier is only a small part of that, because there are many anime that operates, I think, on like a comedic level that can be understood like universally. Hopefully we can get around to them, but because of the Japanese language and the way it's like written, one of the more popular forms of Japanese humor is puns.
Yeah.
I wasn't making a joke. I was stating.
Oh no! I just thought I'd have to laugh. Just in case it went like a whole 10 minutes without a laugh. Yeah. Why did you choose this one? Or how are you choosing these?
Just shows that I thought might be funny, that might like spark some conversation. And also, I did the Uffer podcast, which was exclusively about isekai, right?
Isekai. It's a guy in my mouth. In my mouth.
Oh.
It's a guy. Isekai.
It's a guy.
Yeah.
Today.
You
gotta put the pen down. you gotta put the.
It's an isekai.
Yeah,
I knew that already.
Yeah. What was I saying? So It was on my list. I had it on the list for like a garbage isekai to watch.
Mm-hmm.
What we hit that episode's the high school prodigies thing. That made me rethink my approach somewhat. And I don't know, for this go around in podcast land, I thought perhaps let's dip our toes in the poison swamp. Let's dip our toes in the Dark Souls, into the Blight Town of anime, like catch some terrible disease.
Ooh.
And like
Which one?
And talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's like catch some Lyme disease maybe, and like.
What does Lyme disease do to you?
It awakens you spiritually, and like opens your vibrations.
It's a bitch's disease, right? Like don't. I don't know any men that have Lyme disease.
No, men can get Lyme disease.
Is it just because like
it's not like it's not like chronic fatigue syndrome, which is fake.
Kathleen Hanna got it. And it's like, oh, that's some bitch's disease.
It's not like long COVID, which is just like, you know,
yeah.
Women not wanting to put out. It's a
good headache.
I got long COVID. I can't fuck you for a year. I'm sorry. No, I can't fuck you for a year. I can fuck anyone else.
It's because it's too big, Lawrence. I can't fuck you.
Yeah. No, that's facts. Mm-hmm. Long COVID. Like we gotta fight the long COVID out there. Folks,
virtue signaling, trying to get some puss. We believe in long COVID. Yes, you've experienced trauma. It's not borderline personality disorder. The incurable disease of the feminoids. Yes. We believe all women.
I believe.
Huh?
I believe in women, yeah.
I believe in women.
I believe
women. No matter how dumb or stupid or fucking crazy, stupid whores, no matter how stupid or fucking crazy or fucking asking for it you were, women, we believe you.
Unless you're Israeli.
I'm sorry to the liberal bitches.
No,
we're
look.
Sorry if we pissed you off.
I've completely forgotten the point that I was
trying
to make.
It's fun to sometimes get real racist. Will you please suck us off?
Yeah, that's how the song goes. Yeah.
You know, Lawrence has a tiny pee-pee. And estrogen will soon make justice soft. Because we'll do anything for pussy.
Yeah, we don't need a recap of the whole.
Tell me an interesting anime fact.
Thing.
Tell me an interesting anime fact.
I was on the way to one before you derailed me into whatever this is, whatever track we're on.
No. Made you really angry. You're really pissed off. You can see the little vein throbbing in the side of your head.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember where I was. Okay, yeah. No, this was a fucking mistake.
What?
This was a mistake.
What's the mistake?
No. What did you tell me about the anime? You tell me.
What happened?
You tell me about the anime. I don't remember. I had facts, but like
you had facts.
I had. What was your takeaway?
What was my takeaway? Oof, that there are things that we have yet to stumble across that my little mind is yet to comprehend, that it's going to melt it into a tiny pool of molten slag. And reconstitute it into something incredibly.
We'll see.
Incredibly gay.
We'll see. This is week six we're doing so far. Like I've put you through the ringer. Like
No, I just got the feeling from this one that we are not even fucking close.
Well, what keeps you bringing depravity? Back? What keeps you coming back to the May when you could just say like fuck this shit, this is insane, and I value my sanity too much.
No, I don't value my sanity. That's the thing. Like I want to go in. I'm ready. I'll take your hand. Let's dive into this pool of fucking gooey, disgusting fucking absolute degeneracy. Let's generate some degeneracy. Let's go.
What if you become as insane as I do, as I am? Mm.
I think if you're like Buddha, the anime Buddha,
yeah.
Then I'm like Buddha with six dicks and sore knees and tentacles with little nipples everywhere instead of suckers.
Uh-huh.
That's where I could be. I think I've got that power in me.
This is the last episode we're doing with the feet THC panels. It's like
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I've seen that anime, actually. It's called Legend of the Overfiend.
Yeah, of course. There is one.
Yeah, Urutsuki Doji.
So I'm going to go there, and I'm going to go deeper.
Yeah, no, we can do that. When I proposed this podcast project idea, you pitched a couple of things to me about what we could watch or talk about. You were fixated on hentai. Perhaps not fixated, but
you're quoting me on some.
But.
Receipts. What?
Oh, what? You want receipts? Right, you were in the group chat and they were like, when's the hentai app? And then you were like, Lawrence, when's the hentai app?
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah.
And, you brought it up a couple of times. So in your, view, in your understanding of what hentai is, how do you, what do you think an episode where we discuss hentai looks like?
Bro. I'm seeing. We've got the pocket pussies out. And.
Well, you're describing a goon sesh, not a podcast.
Oh,
and so is that,
that's
is that
what I wanted.
Oh, right. Okay. Why did you say so? Because I think.
What do you think?
We don't have to go to cool devices or Le Blue Girl or Euphoria or Legend of the Overfiends. Or Bible Black, or I know more, but I'm blanking. Because
you see many brain cells there. Yeah,
because commercial anime, this kind of anime is simply it's hentai without the full penetration.
Right.
It's hentai without the hardcore bits.
I didn't. That's what I was watching
shows
the anime.
Are structured, and I don't mean the gratuitous the gratuitous onsen scenes are a part of that, but Did you get to the episode where let's see, the gang, the kids and Mamako-san, they get a guild house.
Yeah. Right. And they all dress in maids.
They all dress in maid outfits.
And he has to do that really clumsy line where it's like, oh my god, I'm looking at so many hot maids, and also there is a child here who I do not, I am not attracted to. Literally said that. Yeah.
Well, yes, well read. And there's a bit where a couple of large fellows, one with a mohawk, punk looking, like Mad Max
dudes. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
They come to the house.
Real meaty boys.
Yeah. And they knock on the door and they're like, we're big, you can't stop us, and we want your mom.
Yeah.
We want her to cook for us. We want her to give us bed service.
I think that was the last episode I watched.
And these are like beat for beats. These are like the fucking plot lines of doujins, which for the record, I enjoy. There's
very God, that's on the record.
Very enjoyable plot lines. I'm unashamed to say, but I'm watching this, and I'm like, okay, these are my late at night books. These are my going to bed books.
These are mommy's special books.
These are my special books. These are mommy's special books, and that is basically what anime is now. This isn't the first series I've seen that does this. There is just like simmering sort of bubbling undercurrent of like perverse depravity.
So I got the sense that as it was going on, like I started seeing it, and like it's kind of like a sort of stepping into the Matrix kind of experience, where I started to see such a fucking rich and varied and crooked fucking matrix of depravities that I could barely unscramble, of fetishes that I didn't, yeah. I can't even fathom yet, but that, yeah. I could see that they were weaving these in some kind of like a complex DNA spiral,
yes,
helix. I could see it intertwining helixes of foot fetishes and breast fetishes, but also candle fetishes and sock fetishes.
I don't quite recall the candles and socks, but like that's impressive.
But that's probably because you are deeper into this web.
Yeah.
Swinging up on the tendrils, but you can't yet. You haven't yet quite reached that like Neo level, complete bending of the tapestry.
Not quite.
The cyber tapestry of Japanese fetishes.
That's awesome. That's impressive. Yeah, and that it only took you 6 weeks. It's
you really are my anime Morpheus.
what you're describing, I find that like just so fucking interesting, because like just the core concept of this anime, like just the central thought is like
the central thought is the mum.
The central thought is the mom. Yes, absolutely. But also there is like the other thought, which is like as we said before, in like in a limitless power fantasy where in a limitless power fantasy of moral grays, where life and death has little consequence, where like your skills and like your abilities are like reflected in statistics that you can influence directly, but also your mom comes along, what does that look like, and how horny does it get?
It's like if someone asked Oedipus the question of the eternal return. He's arrived home, and the philosopher sits him down and proposes the eternal return to him, and he's like, "Fuck yeah!" straight away. Absolutely. I do it all again, all of it.
One must imagine Oedipus happy. That's a terrifying thought. Because what they're presenting us is not like a kind of a conception of motherhood in the Japanese like public consciousness, but like a very like a fetishized version of like a motherhood. Like Mamako is not a mom. She's presented as like this central like a mom that other moms should aspire to, but like in almost everything she does, she's like a mother-shaped jerk-off fantasy for this kid who is trying his hardest to not jerk off, like doing everything he can to not jerk off to his mom. that's the main thread of the anime.
It is,
right?
It really is. Yeah. So that's the main. It's the main. What do they call it? The main source of jeopardy.
Like, yeah.
He might bust to his mom.
Yeah. He's just like wrecked with pain and guilt, and like every time he like brings up his mother's like faults, it's not like, you know, the kind of faults that all of the villainous mothers display. It's she looks too fucking hot in a swimsuit. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know the pain that I'm feeling. Her titties are too fucking nice in that swimsuit.
Out of the mums, which mum would you most bat for?
Now we're talking. Now we're podcasting. Now we're podcasting, Joss.
Out of all the mums.
Great question. Episode 2 is like, I was like, fuck this shit. This is garbage. I don't need to see more of it, but you push through. So I decided to push through as well.
Yep.
And thank God for that, because it brings us a wise chance, mum.
Mm-hmm.
Whose main goal? Well, she hates her daughter.
She pimps out her daughter.
She pimps out her daughter in order to gain entry to this MMORPG, so she can enslave boys.
Oh no, this is a different one. Sorry. I'm thinking of the other one that pimps out her daughter. Oh, you like the Garu?
Hell yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so she captures young men.
Yes, she does.
Turns them into furniture. Mm-hmm. Like arrests her feet on their abs and like makes them into like, and she refers to them as her sons. Did you notice that?
I did. Yes. Yeah.
And I was like, that bitch. I want to get to know that bitch.
Wow, the Garu one.
Tell me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't know about my Garu.
You got a Garu fetish.
Oh, hell yeah.
Couldn't you see Garu porn? There must be Garu porn.
Yes. Yes, there is, Josh.
Damn.
No, I love a Garu.
Do they speak Japanese with a racist accent? You said you were starting to be able to discern accents and shit.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't most of the Garu I consume are like 2D on the page.
Okay. So right. You make out the voices in your head.
Yeah.
What do they sound like? What are some of the things they say, and what sort of voices?
They sort of turn them into like valley girls, basically. Yeah. They sort of like turn them into like
the Garu is in your head. I mean.
Yeah. No,
they're valley girls.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what they do in anime.
Oh my
as well.
God. Like, God. Oh my God. That's a valley girl, right?
You tried to turn me on, Jocelyn. Careful now.
Careful. She got my valley girl accent. Oh my God. Careful, no, Jack. No, Rance. Your penis is totally tubular. Cluck, 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 cluck,
cluck. Am I tubular?
Cluck, 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 doodle doo.
Yes, the Gyaru. The Gyaru mom was my favorite. Oh, one more thing I wanted to share about her. She named her daughter after a host that she liked.
Yeah.
Fucking the disrespect. I was like, and yeah, no, when I heard that and when I saw her, my first thought was mommy.
Really?
It was, yeah, quite simply, mommy.
Mama.
Mama. My second thought was please.
Mama Milky.
As Mama mommy, Milky. Please.
Mama.
Mommy.
Mama Milky me. Mama Milky me, mama.
And, yeah, no, I think that this wonderfully executed, just,
Milky me.
Milf shit, yeah.
Milky, mama.
Your turn.
Am I allowed, what's her name? The nun. Oh, is it the nun?
Shirase.
So I said to you at the beginning when we started watching this, like, oh, this fucking sucks. And then I was like, well, hold up. They found my within this world that I'm envisioning, where there is a complex, like,
a web of fetishes.
Infinite helix web of fetishes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm at the stage where I can pinpoint and hone directly into mine, and we mentioned last week how I'm incapable of understanding the nurse fetish. I think what it is my brain has replaced it with, which is a nun fetish, a Catholic nun fetish.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know where it's come from.
I've got some ideas.
I don't know where it's come from. I've always, like, nuns have always excited me, but like, I remember at the beginning as a child, we go to Malta, and Malta's full of nuns, but like old, like walnutty nuns. And I would get so fucking excited when I saw a nun, but like nun, like going nun spotting, like trying to spot nuns, spot the nuns, but like, and it was an innocent joy, and that innocent joy. I went to Catholic school for a little bit, but there weren't any nuns at that Catholic school.
No, just a bunch of people.
The brothers. They called themselves the brothers. It's the brothers.
It took the wrong lesson from
the brothers, and But at some point around that kind of through that mishmash, I developed a deep appreciation of nuns and nunnery.
Yeah.
And so they introduced a nun character, and from then on, I have been watching for the hope that they melt her clothes off, or like wrap her in tentacles.
Shit.
Or yeah, I've been waiting every fucking episode. They won't give me it.
Oh, it's funny you mentioned that, because they did actually have like a literal tentacle rape scene.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, that's right.
In the children's anime, and it was great.
Of the mum, but not the nun.
And it was great. Yeah, I'm afraid that you are now that meme of like the guy who is mining for diamonds but gives up right before he hits the diamonds.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna have to finish this anime.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, are you fucking with me?
In the episode,
that bit was over quickly. Cool.
I'm not fucking with you.
Yeah.
In the episodes right after the one where you stopped, she gets her clothes blasted off.
No.
And like the dumbest gag. Like this anime is like, puts absolutely zero effort into like presenting its raunchiness in any kind of like comical way.
I think it was fast porn, like it was like farcical. But this is what I meant by like it seemed like they were intricately like weaving this bullshit in, like it became funny. The ones I did get, I think probably what was happening was there were millions I didn't get in between. But the ones I did get, like, it got funnier the more that the more they did it, right? Does that make sense?
The more they did,
the more it was like watching like a horny little pantomime.
It's like a Punch and Judy show, except a lot more CP.
Yeah, that was that, wasn't it? Again, it's not me that's choosing the animes.
No.
What do you do with that? Is it technically illegal what we've got on our hard drives now?
I don't know. There's like a greater judicial mindset involved with all of that. I think if you go to a police station and started watching Do You Love Your Mother...
They'd all join in.
Inside. I brought the donuts. I brought the anime, guys.
Hello. What's all this?
I'm not concerned.
Mummy, please. Hello. Stop resisting. Stop resisting, mummy.
All right.
Hello.
I'm not too concerned about all of that. Look, at the end of the day,
I'm gonna put my truncheon right in your butt, mummy. Hello.
It's only sexual if you make it sexual. It's playing out in your head. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chew on that. Put that in your vape pen and smoke it.
It's my fault. It's my fault.
I don't know. Maybe you've got a little bit of interrogating to do, but we've got plenty of time for that. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, not as much time in the episode. I thought we'd try something new.
Anime is a mirror that we hold up to ourselves.
Yeah.
And then beat off into it.
Yeah.
while flexing. Oh, yeah. Chugga.
You're beating off and crying to yourself. I'm fucking Patrick Bateman.
Yeah, okay, that's what's going on. To push on through. You're like covered in your own feces. Beating off in the mirror. And flexing. Being like, oh yeah, that's where you are.
Yeah. I'm the feces covered. Yes, Joss, correct. I thought we'd try something new. On a scale of 1 to 10, where would you put Do You Love Your Mother in her 2-hit multi-target attacks?
What's one?
One being the absolute worst. I hated it. And 10 being it's the best. I want everyone to know about this. I'm gonna watch this again. I loved it.
I'm going to put Do You Love Your Mum and her 2-hit multi-targeted attacks. I'm going to give that three and a half child titties. Three and a half child titties.
I guess I should have designated what kind of scale it was. Sure.
And two big milky bazoomas.
Can you add those up? Do they like add up to something, or are they like just
separate scales? It's on the child titty scale.
I'm gonna have to review that.
Just go on Reddit. They'll tell you.
Sure. Yes. I'm gonna go ahead and give it a 5 out of 10. I think I had
5.
So well done, I suppose, on evading any interrogation about your mother. You did a great job of making it through the hour without me asking pointed questions about your relationship. Impressive.
I can sweat that shit right the way through. There was
but we'll be back.
There was a point watching it this week where I was like, I pissed you off so much. I'm sorry. I thought you were turning away in anger then. There was a point this week where it did start making me like, I think it was particularly goo brain. So I think, like, thinking about my relation to my own mother and how I feel about my estrangement. And then I realized what the fuck was going on the screen, snapped the fuck out of it. And that felt and really weird.
And it felt really weird, yes. All right, so I'm going to be seeing you again on Monday.
Mm. So when this comes out.
Eat some delicious foods.
Fuck yeah.
And,
fuck yeah, I can't wait. I'm
going to
get the fuck out of it.
Watch
what are we going to watch on Christmas?
What's... I think we're going to watch Tokyo Godfathers.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
Yeah, haven't seen it?
Is it a Yakuza thing?
It's not. No. Oh. It's excellent Christmas film. I don't like Christmas films, but like this is a great Christmas film. I think you'll like it too. And then are we gonna
watch some 90s homophobic movies?
Oh yeah, we will watch some homophobic movies from the early 2000s as well.
I'm Adam Sandler. Is it Adam Sandler movie? That was my Adam Sandler. What the other ones were there?
Do Adam Sandler saying the F slur? We haven't dropped the F slur this episode.
Oh, I did. Daddy, I'm a faggot. Daddy, I'm a faggot.
Oh, the little Nicky. Hell yeah.
Popeye's chicken is awesome.
All right.
Is that how he says it?
God,
I'm fucking hooked on
Popeye's chicken. I feel like that was pretty accurate. Yeah. Okay, but the Saturday, next Saturday, we got to have an anime for that one as well.
But it comes out Monday, so you can't say Saturday.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next Monday. But Saturday we're gonna be. Oh fuck it! I'll discuss it with you.
No. What are we watching?
How much have we recorded now? Yeah. No. I'm turning this one off.
Wow.